Bismillah, assalamu alaikum. This is Lynn. I'm your running guide today. Congratulations for getting this far in the challenge and for competing in some of the most difficult runs that we've done so far. Today is all about easy pace. It's about you and your heart just coming to get to know each other and for you to be able to find your rhythm. If you haven't already, leave your home and start with a brisk walking pace. I'm really excited about this. I hope you are too. This is about you getting to know yourself on this amazing journey to finding you. You and you and me, but mostly you, are going forward together. Bismillah tawakkaltu alallahi wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Placing your trust in Allah and allowing me to guide you. Relax your shoulders. Breathing in, allowing the oxygen to penetrate you. Imagining the wave as the oxygen enters, providing you with the energy and life, bringing you positivity. Allowing your arms to move side by side in opposite directions as they help you to increase your speed. Let's get you moving into the slowest jog in the world, and I'll have you running like that for a minute. In today's warm-up, we looked at identifying some difficult feelings within us. We grabbed them in our torso and we did our best to eject. Some of that may be left behind, but sure enough, you'll be certainly carrying some with you now. Without naming it, or trying to unpick it, or understand it, just know that it's there. It's okay, you are safe with me. Imagine it, what colour it represents. And now again, like we did before, shrink it into a ball. Imagine you're dragging it from every part of your body and it's becoming immense, immersed ball. That's great. Getting ready now, getting ready to increase your speed in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, light jog. We're going to be doing this at this speed throughout the entire session. You need to maintain this speed, slightly more than the slowest jog in the world, but not so fast as a jog that would create a lot of breathlessness or fatigue. If you find yourself going a bit too fast, slow it down. Even if you're an elite runner, I want you to get used to the sensation of uniting your heart, mind, and body. You're doing great. Feel the ground beneath your feet. Feel the sponge on the balls of your feet. And imagine how it brings light and nourishment traveling up through your ankles, calf muscles, your shins, into your relaxed knees, A moving traveling machine. At this speed, you could continue for many hours. A magnificent creation of God. The greatest endurance mammal in the earth. And like this, we will continue. And I'll let you know at the halfway point. You're doing amazing. Drop your shoulders. Give them a little wiggle if you have to get rid of some of that tension. You find yourself relaxing into this beautiful rhythm. Feeling strong. Feeling powerful. You got this. Now let's bring our attention back to that ball. Maybe you'd forgotten about it already. And that's the beauty of exercise. But what we know with mindfulness is distraction isn't always the key. Yes, it certainly works for a little while. Your endorphins are kicking in now. Some neurotransmitters are firing, sending from your brain throughout your body. Even if it feels tough on the body, the mind thinks something good is about to happen. And that's why sometimes going for a run or exercising can help us forget about our problems. But unless we process them, sure enough, they'll be back. So let's bring your attention back to that ball. Breathing in all that positive energy. Allowing it to travel like a wave. As you breathe in, like the tide when it recedes. And as you breathe out, listen to the sound it makes. As you breathe out, the sound that comes out of your mouth, your out-breath. Breathing in. Breathing out. I've got you. Trust me. You're doing great. Now, that ball. Where is it in your body? You should have brought all the parts of it together into one. With your hand, just place your hand upon it. Feel it. Just give it a small circular movement on your skin. Breathing in and breathing out. Imagining the waves of positivity coming over you and expelling any negativity. Rubbing it now, accepting it, not trying to understand it, unpick it or work out why it got there, just accepting it for what it is. Now travel your hand and imagine that it's traveling with you as if there was a magnet under your skin. Slowly bringing it up towards the neck. Breathing in. Slowly bringing it up underneath your chin. And on your next out breath, I want you to blow it away. Let's breathe in. And let's breathe out. And do that a few more times. I'm going to leave you on your own for just this moment. And I want you to imagine that it's blowing away until it's completely gone. Amazing. Now let's just work on being in the moment now. Feeling your feet on the ground. Look how strong you are. We've reached halfway already. Keep going at this easy pace. If you feel like it's too much, then you need to go a little bit slower, because we're going to do this for another 9 minutes. Don't worry about what other people think. Just do you. That's it. You feel like you could do this forever. You're doing amazing. Be proud. Your heart's got rhythm, and so have you. Just doing a body check, relaxing your limbs, recognize it that they're carrying you. Your mind is determined, and your body is following. Let them listen to each other. Your mind and your body in sync, feeling comfortable, feeling confident. Look how you're trusting yourself. This easy pace is something you can always use and always come back to. And knowing that you can do this well will be your baseline. You can run. Say it. I can run. I'm a runner. I am a runner. If you can run, you can achieve anything. This baseline is your lifeline. A human being's natural instinct is to run. Next time you see a parent take a child out of the pushchair, watch what that child does as soon as its feet touches the ground. Running is completely natural. It's what the body craves. It's food for the body and the mind. Let that sink in. You're cruising now. And it feels amazing. Imagine you're detoxing as the toxins in your body are leaving as you expel that carbon dioxide. Your muscles are releasing all that toxicity. And your mind is releasing all that pain that it stores in the body. Imagine it leaving behind you like a cloud, evaporating. Every step forward is an invitation that brings new life and growth. In this moment, with 5 minutes remaining, let us remember how careful we are of a clean cloth, wearing white to a dinner party, not allowing any new stains to appear. You are cleansed, feeling fresh. Anything toxic comes your way will be a conscious choice as to whether you allow it to enter. Breathe in your environment. Leave behind any unwantedness. Breathing in soul food. And expelling any dirt or discomfort. Feeling relaxed. Feeling strong. Your mind clear. How beautiful to be in the moment. If you can do this here right now with me, you can practice this anywhere. Oh yeah. Let that sink in. Wherever you are, wherever you may be, when you need to just be, practice your breathing. Practice the positivity washing over you as the tide comes in. And on your out-breath, the tide pulling away and taking with it any unwantedness. In the next 2 minutes, bring yourself down. Brisk walking now. Feel the difference, gradually allowing your heart rate to slow, not stopping suddenly, taking care of your heart, looking after it. You're in control. Steadying your breathing to a more normal kind of breath. That's it. So walking now. Fast, but not too brisk. That's it. And now let's have you walking your normal, regular walking pace. So proud of you. Be proud of yourself and congratulate yourself. You've been amazing. And before you head home and you open that door, you say Bismillah, you leave outside any of the evaporated negativity, stepping in with your right foot, being conscious of what else you invite into your world. You bring in yourself and you only bring into your world that which benefits you. Thanks for joining me today. Don't forget to join me for the cool down where we unpick what just happened. See you next time. Bye bye.